This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. European Central Bank head Draghi confirmed that the European Union was going to keep pushing QE, which sent the U.S. dollar soaring Thursday with follow-through Friday. The European Union is still loosening monetary policy while the Fed clearly wants to tighten. All they talk about is when U.S. rates will rise despite no inflation. Some interest rates went negative in Europe. 2% on a treasury note here versus negative interest in Europe sends investment surging toward the United States and the dollar. Fed tightening would only make the capital flow, or in this case, the global economy capital drain, worse. That is why the IMF has cautioned the Fed not to raise rates. Higher interest rates in the United States would attract capital from emerging economies, which are struggling, further slowing the global economy. It would also further strengthen the dollar, something commodity producers don't need. Dollar strength will squeeze off any recovery in U.S. commodity exports. With harvest wrapping up, my impression was that the trade expects farmers to be tight holders of grain and soy, unwilling to accept current low prices, and that end users would start chasing the market higher in order to entice farmers to make more sales. I'm not convinced that end users have any strong incentive to cooperate with that scenario. The leverage is on their side, particularly where the bins have busted with the record harvest in the northern Corn Belt. They can literally see the waves of grain piled everywhere, and why wouldn't the November crop report validate the increased production? I think that the 20-week cycle low in corn is more likely timed around the November crop report early next month. I also think that the trade was expecting the dollar to weaken, providing stimulus to commodity prices and exports. The dollar made a very strong statement this week in the opposite direction of that trade expectation for reasons explained. The major trend in the dollar is still up, and the correction may well have completed with new highs forthcoming for the buck. A strong dollar will keep corn and soybean exports from reaching USDA forecasts. Carryovers will increase from both crop size and from slowing demand. The trade expects some kind of seasonal rally between now and the end of the year, but who's going to buy it? Crude oil fell Friday, which along with the dollar is the other bellwether for the grain complex. Farmers are going to hold corn and soybeans in a manner that I would describe as fighting the market. There may be some seasonal recovery, basis improvement in carry, but is unlikely to reach price levels that farmers readily accept or will willingly sell for. China is buying soybeans, but we don't think that farmers will want to own them when they are finished. The primary driver Friday for soybeans was a November option expiration. The market tends to gravitate to wherever the most puts and calls expire worthless, and that was the $9 strike price. They came close, but the $9 puts would be exercised into short futures. You're listening to the Comstock Report. While harvest pressure should wind down soon, I have never seen so much corn in my life. Ethanol margins are negative. Feed demand can't be growing. Broiler production hit the wall. Hog producers reduced weights, and there are fewer pig numbers ahead. Beef feedlots are experiencing record losses in both cattle weights, and the rate of placements have to decline. There's no immediate growth in feed consumption ahead. Corn exports were priced out of the world market, and the soaring dollar will just make it worse. China has more corn than it knows what to do with, thinking about getting into the ethanol business. China is lowering its domestic price of corn so sorghum imports no longer pencil. That means we have to feed our sorghum too. Harvest selling pressure will ease, but with corn piled everywhere in the western Corn Belt, why would end users chase the corn market? No corn end user is making any real money, so it is not as if that they can lock up profits by buying corn. The thrust higher in the dollar caught a lot of dollar bears on the wrong side of the market. Many grain analysts were expecting a seasonal post-harvest rally, so were looking for a catalyst and decided that a weaker dollar would be the reason for the rally. They now appear mistaken. The dollar index peaked last March and has been trading a range since it has found support near 94 five times. Markets correct by opposite action or by sideways consolidation. The major trend in the U.S. dollar is up, and there's been plenty of correction. The divergence in monetary policy between the European Union, Japan, and others who have been still easing monetary policy, conflicts with the Fed, which has been flirting with tightening. The more divergence in central bank monetary policy, the stronger the dollar. China cut interest rates a quarter point, which is more divergence. The stock market lacked European Union quantitative easing and looks to be finishing off a correction. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.